Nick Robinson here for MontrealFood.com, standing outside Angus Beef. From the outside, it's much, much smaller than I expected. Has a little nail salon sharing the space upstairs, opposite a vast parking lot down here on Drummond between St. Catherine and René-Lévesque. As might be expected at 11:30 on a weekday, the place is deserted. Not a soul inside. Hope this does not bode ill for our meal. This restaurant just ain't happening.
No. Which is really peculiar because it can't be a cheap piece of real estate.
No, it's got to be quite expensive.
But it isn't on St. Catherine Street. It's in a weird little place. Nonetheless, it's downtown Montreal. It has to be expensive. It's not tourist season, but we're not in old Montreal either, you know? So it's hard to, I don't know what's a reasonable length of time.
Well, it's 10 minutes. We've been here, you've been here for...
20, and I start work at noon, which is why we came at 11:30, so that I could eat and be gone perhaps by 12:30.
I'll bet you the chef isn't here yet.
No, I don't think he is. I'm sure he would have walked in the front door.
Think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
So, how many other steakhouses in Montreal have you been to?
Oh, I'd say none. I'm not, the Keg.
Ah.
The Keg in, Old Montreal, and I had fish.
I've been to Gibby's. You heard of that?
No.
It's also Old Montreal. Very expensive. I've been to the Beef Tech.
No.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. And Cue de Cheval.
Yeah, well, Cue de Cheval makes all kinds of press, but what's it like?
It's an old boys
club.
They wheel you the raw steak.
With, like, potatoes or something?
No,
yeah.
The raw steak that you are going to eat.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, like, so off-putting to see this.
Well, it's so Chinese restaurant to show up with a bucket with at the side of the table with your fish in it and say, this is the one we're going to cook you, and you go, yeah, get that bucket away from me.
Yeah, yeah, or how about the lobster that they brought over at, where was it? It was,
one that's going like this?
An Italian, yep, yep. And they said, this is the lobster, monsieur.
Yeah.
And it's, oh, great.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Show me right before you kill
What's
it.
His name?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
How are you going to dispatch this beast? Could that be the chef? Yes, it looks like it.
No, he's a delivery guy, too. No, he's gone.
Maybe he's going to get his nails done upstairs. Did you notice that?
I thought it was a chiropractor.
Is it?
Oh, I didn't. I thought it said chiropractor. You thought it said
esthetician? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think in 8 more minutes, when it's been half an hour, it's a reasonable time to get up and walk out. And not to have to pay for whatever we've been not served.
You think so?
I think so. And just say, you know what? We'll come back another time.
Well, if you've got to go to work, you've got to go to work.
Well, and there's plenty of places to get a smoked meat sandwich or do something else on St. Catherine that's perfectly acceptable.
Well, I mean, just imagine if we had just gotten off work to take the time out to...
Well, or imagine if we looked this up in a guidebook and came here because it was recommended.
Not a stellar beginning.
There's something just incredibly unprofessional about an empty restaurant, number one. It just smacks of holy shit.
Yeah.
And number two, there's no chef. So those two items are sort of like when you see a Thai restaurant or a Chinese restaurant and there's only one client, you'd never eat there because you're sure the food is, like, old and you're going to die.
Right. Sushi place.
This place is worse than that. There's not even
there's
no
not
clients.
Even...
There's no staff.
The whole room is completely empty. There's not a single person in
there. No, and you can see there'd be some long tables here. You could make a table of 8 or 10 or 12 and have a... staff party.
Uh-huh.
I would chug your beer if I was you, because I think we're going.
All right. Well, that's it, isn't it?
He's just offered us the only thing he can cook himself.
Which
this is the waiter, which
filet.
Is filet mignon. He didn't offer them at any particular time frame, though, so it does not bode terribly well. He's now going to the sidewalk to look outside so he can see the chef coming. He didn't offer the filet mignon at a discounted rate either.
No.
He simply said he could go cook some. I don't think that bodes well. And a salad.
Right.
Because he can't do a potato or
I don't
fry.
Want the waiter to cook my steak.
Well,
if he is the waiter.
Oh, I'm sure he's not the chef.
No, but what if he's the bartender?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and what if the waiter's not here either? No. And he's perfectly sweet, but there's really nothing he can do. Now, the interesting thing is that three other gentlemen in their late 50s, dressed in fancy suits, have just walked in.
This guy looks chef-like.
He looks way too clean and put together to be a chef.
Smoking.
No. Chefs look like they're heroin addicts. don't run that.
Why not?
Think of Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah, true.
You know?
Chain-smoking
but
heroin addicts.
No, and they're sort of strung out on adrenaline and working really hard and enjoy that rush of putting the food out. And I mean, obviously, in a fancier restaurant, they're not obviously on heroin. But they have a kind of energy, thin, tall. That's my picture anyway.
Cocaine. Definitely cocaine.
But that guy had hair gel and dress pants. He was not that guy you saw on the street, he was not a chef.
That's true.
Yeah, he wasn't wearing whites either.
Maybe he was a busboy.
Still pretty well-dressed. A busboy in Montreal is a 16-year-old who doesn't shave.
From Ecuador.
Exactly. He speaks neither English nor French.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, now he's remonstrating with the customers
and
in
you
the
know,
back.
Yep, because he can buy himself half an hour, which he did with me, by saying, I hope you're not in a hurry today. We've
right.
got a fabulous lunch for you, but our chef's not here.
Is that what he said to you?
Yep.
Yeah, it was his words, huh?
Well, he was probably a little more delicate, but yeah.
Shall we move out?
I think perhaps we should.
All right. Let's do it.
I'm sure he's going to come, but if you're in a hurry,
we probably should move on.
I don't know. I'm embarrassed.
No, it's okay. I think having waited half an hour is a reasonable length of time.
Yeah, we'll come back.
Do you think?
No.